Have you ever watched a seed grow? Have you ever noticed how it begins so small, so still, so quiet, like a gift waiting to be opened? And how slowly it wakes up, begins to unfold, growing into something larger and larger and larger. Then you know that whatever comes from a seed usually ends up looking very little like the seed it came from, which is also true of the very first seed. Once long, long ago, way back before the beginning, so long ago, there was no such thing as time because there was no one to count it. Everywhere was a huge, deep, mysterious place, like something waiting to happen. There were no stars, no sun or moon. There was no place like Earth, not a drop of water or a single tree or rock or flower. No living beings anywhere. But in that deep waiting space was hidden the tiniest point of something no bigger than a seed. It was not a flower seed. It was not an oak tree seed. It was not a seed of corn, although all those things were included in the seed. You might call it an everything seed, because that is what it became. No one knows where that first seed came from, or how it was planted, or how it knew in the way that only seeds seem to know how long to wait for just the right moment to sprout and grow. But all at once, this tiny seed, cradled and nourished in the rich soil of space, woke up, broke open, and began to unfold. Unfolding. Unfolding. And blossoming forth into an enormous, blazing ball of bright light. Like a great grandmother sun. And the universe was born. Out fluttered the galaxies like a storm of snowflakes swirling and gathering into the brightest, most blindingly beautiful clouds of stars. Out of those star clouds whirled our own star, the one we call the sun, and our earth, and our moon, and all the round spinning planets we have learned how to name. And this is the secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there in the very beginning. Just like the idea for each leaf on a big oak tree lies hidden inside an acorn, we were there with all the stars and planets, all the rocks and oceans, plants, animals, people, Everything that is now, ever was, or ever will be, was inside that first tiny seed. So whenever you hold a seed in your hand and wonder what it could become, imagine how you and all that is here once came from the tiniest speck of an everything seed before it sprouted and grew long, long ago in the way back beginning of time. Now, if this were an ordinary story, it would end right here. But this story of the universe keeps unfolding. What once began in a blazing blossom of light continues every day. New stars sprout open in the deep soil of space. New plants and animals appear on the earth. Seeds of many kinds are scattered everywhere. They help us remember. And new people are born every day with the spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside. Waiting. Like the everything seed, to shine in ways that are yet to be known. The end.
Wasn't that a lovely story? That was just beautiful. That was written by a Unitarian Universalist minister who was trying to find a story about creation that she liked, and she couldn't. So somebody said, well, you're a poet, why don't you write one? So she collaborated with a colleague to do the illustrations as well. You know, and it got me thinking about that. That story got me thinking, if that little seed was all alone in the universe with no water, no light, no warmth, no soil, how did it come into being? The author's answer to that question is that the seed that began the universe wasn't just an ordinary seed. It was the everything seed. It contained everything that needed to begin to grow. And at some point, in some mysterious point, it woke up and it began to open and divide and unfold and grow bigger and bigger and start creating other seeds, which created meteors and rocks and planets until finally we get this great big blue ball that we call our Earth home, this very pretty planet which supports and sustains us. So we don't know exactly how the universe began, even though the story said we were there, our consciousness wasn't there. But what we do know is what's required for a seed to grow. The seed needs very simple ingredients. It needs soil, it needs warmth, it needs light, it needs water in just the right proportions. Because too much warmth and light, and of course, the seed, once it begins to sprout, will wilt and die. Too much water, and you'll drown it. If the soil's not quite deep enough or not got the right nutrients, it just won't grow, or it won't grow very robustly. We know these are the basic elements to transform a seed into something that gives us food or shade, or just exists for its own sake because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, we know this exists for seeds, but of course it's true for people as well. We weren't put on this earth to stay the equivalent of a seed. We were born to grow and to transform into full human beings. And in order for us to grow into more spiritually mature human beings, We need some of those same elements. We need warmth. We need the warmth and affection of people who care for us and who nourish us. We need the light of truth to open our minds and to challenge us. We need to be watered with tears of compassion from our hearts breaking open both by the brokenness and the beauty of this world. And then we take those tears to water the dry places of injustice. And we need soil. We need good soil. And I think that soil is represented by places like this fellowship and congregations and churches, places where we can establish roots and where the soil is nurtured by those who have come before us. All of these things are the elements that it takes not only to grow our minds and our bodies and our hearts, but our very spirits, our soul. 19th century Unitarian minister William Ellery Channing once preached a famous sermon. It was called Likeness to God. And in that sermon, this was controversial back in his day, he said that each person had within them a spark of divinity. Each person possessed what he called the divine seed. And he wrote, "The divine dimension is a seed in each, and the purpose of religion is to help cultivate that seed." In other words, what Channing is saying is that each of us has in our own DNA a reflection of divinity, of the qualities associated with the best of human character. Everything the seed needs to mature is right there, is right here. But what it's needed, what helps it to grow, is religious community. So Channing believed that everyone had within them the divine seed, and when planted and watered and warmed, the seed bears fruit, and the fruit of that seed is character. What do I mean by character? Character is the qualities of our living through which we demonstrate our understanding and practice of all the things we admire in others. A loving heart, a generous nature, an alert and inquisitive mind, courage under fire, and the conviction that the life that we have is not ours alone, but it is everyone else's too, for we are truly all interdependent. So we get to practice growing our character here in this fellowship, starting with this divine seed that we've been given. We do this with adults, but we certainly do this with our religious education program, believing that it is our task to help children and youth grow their souls, to grow in wisdom and compassion, blossoming through the needs of, through human companionship, affection, intellectual challenge. Just like the seed's job is to grow into whatever it is meant to become, so it is true with us as well. So in just a few minutes, you're going to be invited into an Earth Day ritual where you are going to get a tangible reminder of what the seed needs from you to grow. We're going to play some music, and we're going to invite you to come down the center aisle, and starting at the center of the table, you'll receive a cup, a seed, and a drop of water. And then we're going to ask you to return to your seats through the side aisles or by the side aisles. The seeds you are receiving are nasturtiums. It's a plant that doesn't need much to grow and spread. In fact, if you plant it outdoors, you might be surprised with how many nasturtiums you have in a couple of months. The root of the word nasturtium is actually, I found this funny, it's nose twist. Is that weird? It's because it has this peppery taste when you eat it, because the leaves and the flowers of nasturtiums are both edible. So it's my hope that perhaps at the end of the summer, we'll have a giant potluck, we'll bring some of the food from our gardens, and we'll have nasturtiums sprinkled in the salads. It's really, really delicious. So what the seeds need now is you. It needs you to come forward, to receive it, to bless it, when the conditions are right, to plant it. It needs you to appreciate its flower and its leaves, and then to share that with others. So please come forward and accept this symbol of the divine everything seed, because in truth, this seed is all you need to cultivate the divinity within yourself.